It's that time of the week again. Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Janse van Rensburg, a band with blog.co.za. Right. Talking about fantastic imagery on cell phones. Now, here is something that you need to hear. TNS, lovely to have you in studio, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, Sony doing some big things, literally,
yes,
with their cameras and their smartphones.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, Sony hasn't had the best time in the smartphone market. You know, I was a very big fan of the Xperia phones back in the day, but unfortunately, they couldn't really get market share, so they couldn't really build that business and grow it like some others have recently. So what they've done is decided to pivot and into something that they are really, really good at and make it kind of a niche phone, which they've done now. It's called the Xperia Pro I. That I stands for imagery. And they have smacked a 1-inch sensor onto the back of that phone. Just to put it into context, that's by far the biggest sensor ever in a phone. The latest iPhone 13s has a 0.56-inch sensor, so almost half the size.
Yeah.
And it's actually the same sensor that they use in their point-and-shoot digital cameras. So that's how big that sensor is. And when you look at the phone on the back, it's got this huge ring where that sensor is, and then some other, you know, the smaller cameras above and below it. So it's a fascinating product. They brought it to market at a ridiculous price, as you can imagine, $1,800, which is twice the price of another flagship. But, you know, their whole philosophy now is to cater to professional photographers, and for the first time, you know, smartphones have made the claims that it's as good as a camera for many, many years. It isn't yet, but they are now really going to push that angle, and they've taken this massive sensor, put it on the back of the Xperia phone, and they're doing some really interesting stuff with it.
Well, I can only imagine that not only the picture but the video quality must be absolutely amazing as well.
Exactly, that's one of their points, is that, you know, the iPhone has ruled the roost for many years when it comes to video. This now is a massive, massive player in the video market for people that do vlogging, that do kind of YouTube content, you know, those kind of things. You now can do it on a phone, I think, with very high quality imagery for the first time. And as an example, they show a picture of their DSLR cameras, their mirrorless cameras, their point and shoot, and then the phone. And they kind of showed these videos to people on the streets, and they couldn't tell the difference. It's a kind of next level video quality. But they do interesting things. So you can imagine with such a big sensor, it brings in much more light, and it gives it such a nice depth of field when you actually do, you know, portrait mode shots. It feels different. It doesn't feel like a normal smartphone camera. There's something different about it that I can't really put my finger on. It's great.
It's an actual camera, even though it's in your phone, but I think it's a content creator's dream to have something who's serious about it, who actually makes a living off it, that you don't have that or need that heavy equipment.
Yeah.
Just quickly, are we going to see it in South Africa?
We don't know yet. Sony have said that they will kind of see what the market is doing in the US, where it's already started selling, and then in the EU. But they do think there might be some appetite here as well, because, you know, the whole content creator movement has hit our shores, definitely. Mm-hmm. So we don't know yet, but if it does, it'll be early next year.
Awesome. Janse, thank you very much for the update, my friend. Always appreciate it. Have a lekker one. That's the Sony Xperia
Pro I.
The Sony Xperia Pro I. Lekker.